The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up 20 minutes from now, we'll try to win you some money for the Super Bowl. Little over a week out, we'll be joined by Taylor Mathis, betting analyst for Sports Grid. She will stop by. But before we get to Taylor, I do have to get to someone that's on the line right now at 855-212 for CBS, 855-212-4227. A source told me that he was very concerned at halftime of the NFC title game. He contemplated already eating an entire just pint of Van Leeuwen ice cream to try to make himself feel better. And once he ate that ice cream at halftime, Dan Campbell started to freeze up in a big spot. And not only freeze up in a big spot, allow his team to come on back and secure a spot in the Super Bowl. I'm surprised it took until Friday for this guy to call in, but now he is called in. He is our resident degenerate 49ers fan. I guess that's the way to refer to him. And we know he's going to be very, very excited. Here he is, Ryan in Santa Barbara. Ryan, how are you?
Zach! What's going on, big boy?
You're going to the Super Bowl.
What's up, all the crew? How we doing? My boys are back in the big dance. I love that interview with Big Joe, too. Come on, Brock Purdy is a top-flight QB. No questions asked. Come on. I just arrived to the golf course, so I hope I don't drop you. I'm going to get a quick nine in before we get a crazy Pineapple Express. They used to just call them rainstorm, but now it's like atmospheric river. Anyway, so you went big and bought a ticket to the Super Bowl. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you on Radio Row on Saturday.
Well, we won't be there Saturday.
Banging.
We won't be on Radio Row Saturday. We'll probably be at a party. Our show's only Monday through Friday. Come on, Ryan.
Well, then I better get there a day early.
You need to come with the sign.
I better get there early so I can see you in person. I better get there Friday. Change of plans.
Yeah, you need to come with the sign so we know it's you from a mile away.
Oh, you'll see my sign. Oh, yeah, you'll see it.
That way so we could identify security to get you out of there, all right?
Yes. I could taste those prime ribeyes and chilled martinis after the Niners get revenge and kick the Chiefs. Yeah, Vegas.
So give me a prediction.
Niners 24, Chiefs 13.
24-13? You think you're blowing them out?
What do you got? Who do you have winning here, and what's your score?
Well, Ryan, I do a radio show all of next week, 5 days a week, and I will give my prediction on Friday. But all I will say right now, this is all I'll say. My brain has told me Kansas City. My gut is telling me the San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh. Yeah, go with that gut when I fill it with martinis and prime rib. So let me ask you, you guys like escargot?
Oh my God, I love escargot.
Great, because we'll start with escargot at the Golden Steer, Frankie's favorite steakhouse. Then we'll go, you know, how do you like your martinis? You like them with, like, dirty with blue cheese stuffed olives?
No. I do not like olives. I do not like olives. I'm a spicy margarita guy.
I'm with
or an
you
old
there.
Fashioned.
So, okay. So we're both do lemon twist.
Okay. Whatever you say.
I can't wait. So after the win and Taylor and her Swifties are bawling their eyes out.
Hey, we like the Swifties. We're a fan of the Swifties. Don't be talking
crap
about the Swifties.
I know, but they're going to be crying hard come Sunday.
All righty,
oh,
Ryan.
Boy.
Hit him straight. I know you probably can't hit him straight because you're probably not sober enough to hit him straight, but good luck on the golf course. Samter, Ryan in Santa Barbara, he has been telling us all year that the Niners are going to go to the Super Bowl. I have no clue if any of the places he just said were actual places or not, but he has made it clear all year he was going to attend Radio Row. Now, he threw out Saturday. I don't know why he would think we'd be on the air Saturday, but let's be real. There's a few screws loose with Ryan in Santa Barbara, clearly. But do you think he will be there on Friday at the Super Bowl at Radio Row?
He's going to try to be. I don't know how he's getting in.
Well, is it open to the public? Some years it's open to the public, like fans. It's in a casino, right, this year? Mandalay Bay, right?
Listen, I mean, maybe the surrounding areas, but typically where the actual talent, the athletes are, the fans aren't allowed to be around the talent and the athletes.
No,
they can kind of go around the circumference, around the perimeter.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I mean, listen, could he
but
be
But some years
that?
They let him in Radio Row. I've seen fans. I don't know if this could be the case in Vegas. Some years they let him in Radio Row, and, yeah, they're walking around. But it would not surprise me if we're on the big set and you have Ryan in Santa Barbara there just jumping up and down like a fat kid in a candy store.
Listen, he says he's going to be there. I trust he's going to be there. He said he was going to send us ice cream. He sent us ice cream.
Yeah, that is true.
He's been a man of his word. I just hope he's not too much of a man of his word and that we don't have to worry about fending him off.
I'm going to say, Ryan in Santa Barbara, nice to meet you. Moist Mike is a big, big, big fan of yours. You should talk to him.
I'm just going to say there's going to be so much for me to do while I'm out there, Zach, between the stream and the guests and corralling people and cutting things for social. I'm just not going to have time for Ryan.
I feel like Ryan in Santa Barbara is actually like a good dude.
He's a great guy. He's got energy. He's funny.
A little wacky.
He's nice. Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, which one of us here is not a little wacky?
He's the crazy uncle at the barbecue.
But he's like the crazy fun uncle at the barbecue. Mm-hmm. Not the crazy, like, get out of my face uncle at the barbecue.
Now, I don't know if he listened to me when I was on from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern. I don't remember interactions with Ryan in Santa Barbara.
I'd imagine that if he did, he probably wouldn't be listening now and enjoying the show. You know, it's so much better now with me rather than Hickey.
What is up with these producers and the ego some of you producers have now around
here? I'm just saying the show is better with me and Stu than it was with Hickey.
I'm not going to comment on that. Like I love working with
you
guys.
What do you mean you're not going to comment? You have to say yes.
I love working with you guys. I love Ryan. Like, what are you trying to do? Like,
yeah, but Ryan is the ex and we're the current, right?
Okay,
so, like,
yeah,
even if you had a great time with your ex-girlfriend, if your current girlfriend's like, who did you like better, me or the ex?
Yeah, Hickey sucks, you're right.
Yeah, there you go. Come on, man.
Now
This is dating 101 or producing 101.
Well, this will be a big thing in our relationship here, our radio relationship. Do you like escargot?
I've had it once, but it was so long ago, I can't unequivocally say I do or do not. However,
Would you eat escargot if I ordered 100%,
absolutely. I'm very adventurous food-wise, so I would absolutely try it. I just don't remember if I liked it. It was so long ago, I was like 13 or 14 when I had it, so I don't remember.
Okay, so Hickey refused. Absolutely.
Dude eats like chicken and peanut butter and jelly, and that's it. Like, the guy eats nothing.
But I took Hickey out to a nice restaurant in Las Vegas, and I said, I want you to try the escargot. And I had to sit there like I was a parent to a toddler. And I was like, here comes the escargot. Chugga, 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 choo, choo. And he would not eat the escargot. Refused. He panicked so much. Dan Silverman from Westwood, who does a good job and works with us down at the Super Bowl, he saw Hickey, like, jump at the thought of eating escargot. And Hickey spilled an entire cup of water all over the table because he was paranoid that I was going to force him to eat the escargot. So he never tried escargot in his life, and he says it sucks. So that's, you are right. I do like you more than Hickey because of one reason and one reason only. You'll be willing to try escargot at the Super Bowl.
And not just escargot, like actual human adult food. Ryan Hickey is a child when it comes to eating.
Yeah, I will say, you do eat well. You do have a lot of good meals here today. Mac and cheese, what was the mac and cheese that you had today?
Oh, that was from my favorite Trader Joe's. That was a butternut squash mac and cheese.
Looked pretty good.
Delicious.
Looked pretty good.
I will say this. There is nothing that is edible on this planet that I haven't either tried or am not willing to try. Mm-hmm. I will try anything as long as it will not kill me.
Well, Hickey,
like, puffer fish is the one thing I probably won't try because it's not worth it.
Hickey once got me a scorpion lollipop that's still in my locker. Would you eat the scorpion that's in the lollipop? It's a dead scorpion.
Will I or have I already done it multiple times? Yes. Have I eaten the worm in a mezcal? Yes.
Okay.
Have I eaten the scorpion in one of those? I lived in Arizona. There's scorpions ever. I've eaten scorpion.
Yeah. Is it good?
Because usually, typically, in order to get the poison and everything out of the scorpion, you have to, like, cook it a certain way. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just basically just, it's just crunchy. It just tastes like a crunchy thing.
You think a little of the poison got in your system? That's maybe the way that you are?
You know what? What are we talking about here? What's our topic to get into right now? Because, you know, first you were questioning whether or not you liked me more than Hickey, and now you're saying that I have scorpion poisoning. So, you know, we need to move on here.
Mama Gelb is always listening to the show. She says, that's not nice for Michael. We like Ryan, but who doesn't like escargot? My mom thought you were a little too critical of Hot Take Hickey.
Well, listen, if we can be critical of Shep, we can be critical of Hickey.
Well, come on. You know what? I don't think we need to mention Shep anymore.
I kind of put them on the same par.
That's not fair to
Hickey. They're about even in my book.
That's not fair to Hickey.
Listen, like, Hickey's a nice guy, but man,
I would say,
man,
Hickey,
like him and Shep, they're like, I look at them like they're the exact same person to me, basically.
Put it away this way, Hickey is like comparable in my mind to a Jaden Daniels, like superstar potential, maybe had a slow start, but now is thriving. You know, could be award winning, and then like I look at Shep and, you know, Shep is like Perry Ellis, all right? Just been around for a long time. You know, maybe wins here and there. But it's like, man, that's the guy that's been here for 8 years. All right? Like, let's pump the brakes a little bit about comparing Shep and Hickey. I don't think that's fair to Hickey.
Yeah, to me, they're Michael Pratt of Tulane.
Oh, Michael Pratt was a pretty good quarterback the last
year. Yeah, he'll be like a
third-round
pick. They're both right there.
That's not nice. Let's go to Adrian in Maryland next up on CBS Sports Radio. Yo, Adrian.
Yo, what's up, Zach? Good talking to you. Hey, buddy, are you trying to sabotage just about every team in the NBA with this LeBron moving to here and there?
What do you mean?
Because I'm a Knicks fan, and they don't need him there. They don't need him. They need somebody to come off the bench with some grit, just like they got, to help out. They got Randall and
Brunson.
What's the name from Toronto? They got both
OG
of those
Adenobu. Adenobi.
Tough name to pronounce. They're injured right now, and Brunson is playing out his – can I say ass? Well, I just did. Sorry.
You just did. Yeah, that's fine. Usually when someone says, can I say this word, and they say the word, it's usually no, you can't say it, but usually the word is worse than ass. Ass wasn't bad there, Adrian.
All right. Well, Zach, he's playing out his ass. I actually I got him at 15,000 to one the other night to win the MVP. What do you think?
Wait, it was at 15. You mean 1,500 or 15,000?
15,000. 15,000. He's at 5,000 right now.
That's a pretty good MVP bet.
And went down to 5,000 today. I looked at it today. It went
How
down
much
to
did
5,
you throw
000.
On
got him.
It?
What'd you say?
How much money did you throw on it?
I just put 100 on it. Just 100.
100 on a 15,000 to $1 ticket?
Yeah, and last night he went off for 40, and a lot of my friends was like, man, I should have got in on that.
That's pretty damn good. Hey, Samter.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, no, I think that's got a chance, especially if like the Knicks get up to like the 2 seed.
Right.
That there's a good outside chance, and now you have the Embiid injury too. So who knows when he's going to come back?
They don't want to give it to the Joker again, and they need the Knicks to be relevant, right?
Yeah. So right now I see it at plus 5 there. Yeah. So man, yeah. That's a good job out of you, Adrian. Thanks so much. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah. No, they could give it to Joker again. I do feel like when you win two MVPs, they make it so much tougher in the NBA. Like there's once you become the guy, they try to find reasons to not give you the award rather than winning the award. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, could be in play. Giannis will always be in play, but the Bucks have been an underwhelming story, even though the record is very good. You know what? Brunson isn't a bad pick.
It's not a good pick. It's just a good value. It's not a good pick. He's not going to win.
Why can't he win the MVP award?
Because he's Jalen Brunson. That's why.
Do you know this was a National Player of the Year in college basketball? Do you know this is a champion? You know this is a guy that has exceeded expectations every single place that he has gone? That like Embiid was the clear cut. Now Embiid is hurt. This MVP is wide open, and there's so many guys that have won it before that will be in the conversation. The Knicks are on a 9-game win streak. They're 32-17. Brunson's been their best player on their team. Like if they finish as the 2 seed, and I'm not saying that's going to happen. There's going to be a great case for Jalen Brunson. I've always been a big, and I mean a big Jalen Brunson fan. I remember when I was a student at Temple, he was supposed to get the job at Temple. Then his dad was supposed to be on the staff, and he may or may not have been in a massage parlor saying he was Patrick Ewing. And then they couldn't hire him, and then he ends up going to Villanova. But I have – Jalen Brunson hangs out at the same shore town that I hang out in the summer. And each and every summer I see him at one establishment, this place called Tomatoes down at the Jersey Shore. I'm a big Brunson fan, and I think Brunson has done a sensational job. He's exceeded expectations everywhere he goes. And sometimes there's years where you're like, oh, I can't remember that player winning the MVP. This could be setting up for him to be the MVP of the league. Because, like, usually you have to be a top three seed to be an MVP of the league. I guess you could make a case for Jason Tatum. I don't think it's going to be Giannis Antetokounmpo this year. You want to tell me, like, an Anthony Edwards or a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? I guess Nikola Jokic. Like, Brunson's right up there. I think he's... Like, I'm 15,000 to 1. Like, that's a crazy number.
It's great odds, and it's a great number. It's great value. Yeah. He's not winning the MVP.
But now he got it to now it's at 2,500 or 4,000 or 3,000, 4,000, depending on what sports book you look at. Yeah, I don't think it's crazy.
Because the Knicks have won 9 straight. He's the hot thing. And then, you know, listen, betting, especially throughout the season, it's going to fluctuate and it's going to move up and down. They're not right now. He and they are as hot as they'll ever be throughout the season. He's not winning MVP. Mm-hmm. We can make a bet on it right now. He's not winning MVP.
Well, like,
I like Jalen Brunson too. He's not winning MVP.
Like, you're saying there's a 0% chance.
Not a 0% chance.
But well, hold on.
Like, but this a very, very, very slow, slight chance.
Yeah, but how you dismiss it, that's what I disagree with. I'm not telling you he's definitely going to win the MVP, but there's no, like, bet in my favor here. Like, if you want to, like, put a scale to it or something like that, that's different. But the way you've dismissed it basically like there's no percentage of chance here. And that's just not true.
Again, not zero, but, like, 5% chance.
Well, you know what? We have a betting insider coming up on the other side. Taylor Mathis. Maybe I'll ask her about the NBA MVP. We'll do a lot of Super Bowl, but maybe I'll get her NBA MVP thoughts and if it could be Jalen Brunson. All righty. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll do a little betting talk for the Super Bowl coming up next with Taylor Mathis. Back in 5.
The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
All righty, let's try to win you some money right now as we get you set for the Super Bowl next week. Just a reminder, we'll be broadcasting in Las Vegas live on Radio Row Monday through Friday next week from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, noon to 3 p.m. Pacific. Welcome in right now Taylor Mathis, who is a betting analyst for Sports Grid TV, and she's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Taylor, always great to see you. Appreciate the time. How you been?
I've been great, Zach. I'm super excited for next week, too. I will also be in Vegas, so I'm sure I might run into you at some point. It's always busy, always crazy on Radio Row, but I'm super excited to get there next week.
Yeah, always is a zoo, no doubt about that. When we get into the game, I know you have a few interesting thoughts about the running back position and who you like to be the leading rusher in this game. Give me a little breakdown of that.
I do. Everybody's mind immediately goes to 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey as the leading rusher within this Super Bowl game between the Chiefs and the 49ers. My mind goes the opposite way. I'm going to go with Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco to lead the Super Bowl in rushing yards within this game. Reason being, Pacheco has been more efficient through the playoffs. In every single Chiefs playoff game, he has been the leading rusher within those games. Christian McCaffrey, he has not been for the 49ers. I'm going to go with Isaiah Pacheco. It's got a little bit more value behind it right now at plus 170 for him to be the rusher within Super Bowl 58.
What do you think of the spread of this game, by the way? Because like I've been having a fight with my brain and my gut like the entire week. Like my brain says don't bet against Patrick Mahomes, but then I feel like the 49ers are a better team. I know that it's been at like 2, 2.5, somewhere around there in favor of the 49ers. What did you make of the line when it initially came out?
The line surprises me a little bit, and I particularly am going to stay completely away from the spread. I'm taking the Chiefs on the money line. Patrick Mahomes is 14-3 in the playoffs. He's going to be starting in his fourth Super Bowl before the age of 30. No other quarterback in NFL history has accomplished this. And he already has two rings. I think a third is coming on the way, and Chiefs Kingdom will be singing loud and proud that they are a dynasty after this Super Bowl. Mahomes is on the way to being the GOAT. So the fact that the Chiefs are a dog going into the Super Bowl against the 49ers is a little mind-boggling to me. I'm not even going to go with the spread. We're going straight up money line on Kansas City.
When you take a glance at the over-under, if you're taking Kansas City, it makes me think you're going to take the under 47.5, because as strong as Mahomes is, right, they had no points in the second half of the AFC Championship game. And that offense, it's weird. They haven't been humming this year, but here they are once again, still in a Super Bowl. So do you lean over or under at 47.5?
I'm not a huge totals bettor. It's kind of my area I stay away from, I would say, the most. If I had to go, though, I lean towards the under. We tend to see a lot of people, especially casual bettors, always want to go with the overs when it comes to props, totals, everything like that right off the bat. You kind of wait, a lot of sharps will wait to see where that money is going to go first and then hit a lot of those unders. I think the same could be said for the total within this game. You do have two high-powered offenses, but really the Chiefs defense has been a huge narrative throughout this season for them. I lean towards the under a little bit within this game, thinking that both these defenses are going to come out hot and on top.
Now, I don't know what the public breakdown is with the sharps and all that stuff. We're still over a week away from the game, as Taylor Mathis is here with us from Sports Grid TV. She does a great job, betting analyst for Sports Grid TV. Does it at all concern you? I know you just picked the Chiefs. I know you're confident in the Chiefs on the money line. I feel like a lot of the public, though, will be on Kansas City, because a lot of people will sit here like me and they'll just be like, well, Mahomes is the best quarterback. Mahomes is going to be a top five quarterback of all time. You know, somewhere in the top three, we'll see what happens, you know, as he tries to chase Brady. Does that at all concern you, though, even though you picked Kansas City, how many people will probably be on the Chiefs?
No, it doesn't concern me really at all. You look at the AFC Championship game between the Ravens and the Chiefs, and everybody was giving Baltimore the win before the game even started. So I got to go with the Chiefs. I know that the public's going to be backing them. Of course, we've got the casual bettors that are coming in, that maybe some females that are leading on to at the NFL now because of Taylor Swift as well, and everybody wanting to bet on the Chiefs and hope that Taylor Swift's boyfriend's going to do great in the game. I still love it, though. Even as somebody who bets every single day, considers myself somebody who's constantly looking at the market, I like the Chiefs. I just think that they are the better move in this game.
Now, let me be abundantly clear. I do not think Travis Kelce is proposing to Taylor Swift after the game. I saw you could bet that at plus 920 if it does happen. I do think one day they will get married. I'm a believer in this relationship.
Me too.
But what do you like? What are your thoughts about proposals at a stadium? Like, would you be fine if that's what Travis Kelce elected to do? Because that's always rubs me the wrong way, the proposal at the stadium.
Okay, so you and I are on the same page then, because for me, this is Taylor Swift we're talking about. She is pretty much the queen of the universe right now, and you're telling me you're going to propose to her in front of a ton of people, likely after you would have won a Super Bowl. I don't think that that's going to be happening. I don't think that she'd ideally want an engagement like that either. So I'm steering clear of that. I definitely do not think that they are going to be getting engaged. But I do see wedding bells in the future for Kelce and Taylor Swift as well. I'm on the same page.
Now, how about that? Let me get to George Kittle. How do you think he will end up doing in the Super Bowl? What stands out to you with Kittle?
I'm going with George Kittle, longest reception under 21 and a half receiving yards. And this is not a knock on George Kittle at all. He's a fellow Hawkeye. We graduated the same year from Iowa. I love Kittle crushing some games, but when you look at the numbers, the Chiefs give up the explosive plays in the NFL at the third lowest rate, and they've faced 39 different tight ends this season. Only 36% of them went over 21 and a half receiving yards total, and just two of those tight ends went over that longest reception prop. There is no way I see him going over that number, even though he's hit it 80% of the time through the last 10 games. The Chiefs secondary is too good. They'll keep the passes short. We're going to go Kittle, longest reception under 21 and a half total yards.
Now, I'm not a betting expert. I fully admit I lose more than I win. But with that being said, I've been hot this year with these anytime touchdown parlays. I just care about Kittle getting in the end zone. I have George Kittle and Travis Kelce at plus 411 on an anytime touchdown parlay. Who are some players that you like to get in the end zone in this one?
I'm not a huge anytime touchdown bettor, so the fact that you're hitting anytime touchdown parlays, I got to take some tips from you. The anytime touchdown market is very volatile. You might have a guy like Travis Kelce, who's gotten in the end zone in every single playoff game this season, and then he might miss it in the Super Bowl when right now it's juiced to the over rather than the under. I have got to go. If I'm going to put money on anybody, it's going to be wide receiver on the 49ers, Deebo Samuel. He is so good in every single facet of the game. He can get into the end zone rushing. He can catch the ball. And he is just one of a kind in the NFL for what he can do after contact within a play. Samuel's got a career high of 12 trips to the house this season. He hasn't scored in the postseason, but anytime is as good a time to score in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with Samuel at plus 175 right now.
Yeah, I like Deebo Samuel as well. Even though he hung up the phone on me this summer in an interview, I do think he's getting in the end zone this upcoming Sunday or next Sunday in the Super Bowl. Let me ask you one more here. Kicking game, that always plays a factor. Do you like either of these kickers? You have a bet there.
I do. I'm going to go with Kansas City's kicker, Harrison Butker, over 6.5 total points. This guy is one of the most accurate kickers in the NFL. He did not miss a single PAT throughout the entire regular season. He only missed two field goals. He's been completely perfect through the postseason. And kickers, they tend to be overlooked, but in high-stakes games within the playoffs or the highest-stake game that you have in the Super Bowl here, every point matters, and points are sometimes hard to come by. So if you can have a kicker that is very accurate, like Butker, it's a way that you could come away with the win as opposed to not coming away with the title at the end of the game. We'll go with Butker in a kicking prop over 6.5 total points.
One more for Taylor Mathis, who's given us some great information, betting analyst for Sports Grid TV. Is there something in this Super Bowl that maybe people aren't really talking about, or there's a line that, or a prop or something that you just look at and you go, you're so confident in it that we haven't talked about yet?
Oh, I think I'm pretty confident, which a lot of people might be on this because, as I said, everybody's all over Mr. Taylor Swift to get in the end zone for Mr. Taylor Swift to have a great game. I'm going to go with Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, over 6.5 total receptions. He just dominates and he really flourishes within the postseason, as we've seen right now. It's been the best postseason he's had. 27 targets, 23 catches for 262 yards, averaging nearly 8 catches a game right now. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the connection's real, and they have a completion rate of over 80% in their playoff career together. Got to go with Kelce over 6.5 total receptions. I'm very confident in that bet.
She is Taylor Mathis, betting analyst for Sports Grid TV. Taylor, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks so much, Zach. Appreciate it.
You got it. Taylor Mathis joining us on the show, trying to win you some money for Super Bowl Sunday, next Sunday in Las Vegas with the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the San Francisco 49ers. Marco Belletti, before we get to a CBS Sports Radio update, as I've been saying all throughout the week, and I have to figure it out over the weekend and in Las Vegas, I'm having a fight with my brain and my gut. I, as a man's man, like to trust my gut more than my brain. But in this Super Bowl, my brain tells me the Chiefs are going to win. My gut tells me the 49ers are going to win. I look at you. I don't know if my gut's telling me this or my brain is telling this, but one way or the other, I look at you as like one of the veteran voices here at CBS Sports Radio, a voice of reason, a voice of guidance for someone like me.
Code for just old as hell. Go ahead.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who do you think wins the Super Bowl?
I like the Chiefs. I've been saying all year that I thought that there was something missing. I think we all did. There was something missing. There was something off. It wasn't just the drop passes. There's just they seemed to tick off all year. And they found a way to ratchet it up in the last month or so. They're finding whether it's the emergence of Rice or whatever it's been. They found something in themselves. And they found something in the last few weeks. And the mantra of being on the road, they've done a really nice job of kind of gathering themselves, relying on their defense, getting the run game going, and then just put it in Patrick Mahomes' hand and let it go. And the 49ers, I'm getting less and less confidence the more I see them play. Because I feel
slow
like it's partly it's not even the slow start. I can somewhat live with that. There's two things that I don't like. The last couple of weeks, Brock Purdy has not impressed. He was awful in the Packer game. Nice drive at the end. He was awful. You want to blame it on the rain? You want to blame it on the postseason? Blame it on the whatever you want to blame it on. He didn't look like the Brock Purdy we saw all year. That concerns me.
What about I thought he looked fine in the Lions game?
He was better in the second half. In the first half, he was missing throws again.
Oh, yeah, terrible in the first half.
That's the problem. You can't be terrible for a quarter or a half in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs and think you're going to be able to overcome it. The other trend that I don't like, the 49ers have been gashed in the run game. Gashed in the run game.
Big
the last
Pacheco
year.
Game.
And I can see Andy Reid designing all kinds of different runs to get whoever the hell involved. Not just Pacheco.
Yeah, which would go against the Andy Reid way because he likes to throw.
But he knows to expose your opponent. And Andy Reid's been a big game coach. I know a lot of that
with
stuff
Kansas
early
City.
With the Eagles. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I think a lot of that had to do with his players. But I still feel like Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan has to kind of answer to some of those too. He was a little tight in the Packer game. He was a little tight
in
the
tight
line
in
game.
A lot of big games,
so if he's tight and Brock Purdy's tight and you got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid on the other side, I feel a lot more comfortable with the Chiefs in this game than I thought I would 3 weeks ago.
Out of 100%. Where do you think that this is the last game Andy Reid's coaching?
I think it's less than 50. I think he's back. I don't think Andy Reid walks away. There's some smoke, obviously, so that means there's some fire. There's some thought. Whenever you get up in age, there's always that thought process.
Yeah, everyone's like, hey, old man, when are you retiring?
Well, but I mean, like, you start getting into your 60s.
He's 65,
though. Yeah, that's what I mean. Your 60s and 70s, people start looking and go, oh, you've been doing this for so long. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to go out on top? Don't you want to go out with a Super Bowl? And how many chances do you think you're going to get to go out on top? Andy Reid strikes me as a lifer. He's not a guy that wanted to walk away. He was not a guy that got burnt. A lot of guys get burned out. The biggest thing that Belichick did, in my mind, not only just the success, he never got burnt out. You never heard about him wanting to walk away. He's a lifer. I think Andy Reid's in that same category.
And also, like you mentioned it, the Philadelphia stuff. He was close for so many years. Mm-hmm. And then you get to Kansas City. You were close. Like, you were good. You were never going to win the Super Bowl with Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys, Brett Veach, him, all them, they identified Mahomes. They traded up to go get him. And now you have the quarterback. And you've won two. You could win three after next Sunday. Personally, after being close for all those years, I know it's ideal to walk off into the sunset, but I would get greedy and see how many I could get.
Again, I think he's a lifer. I think he enjoys it. I think he wants to be around it, and I think he's also really smart, and that means that he knows how to delegate. He's going to work on what he wants to work on. He's got a really good relationship with Steve Spagnuolo. He's got him running the defense. He can run his offense, but he's got Matt Nagy there to help him with any of the – he knows that he can put different pieces on different guys to be able to adjust.
In this run, they haven't had a lot of change. And even when there was change, it went back to familiar faces. Like, Bieniemy leaves, up, Nagy, then they promote. But then he, comes back, all that
and
stuff.
And maybe Bieniemy comes back again. Who knows? Yes. He's got nowhere to go right now.
Spags, too. It's crazy.
He's been there for a while now, Spags.
Spags deserves – I don't think he'll get another opportunity as a head coach. I know he was terrible with the Rams. But he has been a rock star there in Kansas City. I think he deserves another head coaching opportunity. I don't think he's driven by it, but I've asked him this question before last year after winning a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He would love another chance to do it, but I think he realizes down deep he's not going to get one. So the guy still loves coaching, and now you get a rock star defensive coordinator. Coaches like continuity. It's tough when you win to have continuity, but that's the thing. They haven't had that many changes in the big power positions.
No. And again, I don't think there's going to be a lot coming. So I feel like Andy Reid is in the absolute perfect scenario. And look, it's possible you could walk away. I mean, guys have done it on top and walk away, and then they regret it, and then they come back. Or they do I don't think Andy Reid is.
Yeah, but if you walk away from Kansas City and you're Andy Reid, you can't come back.
That's
anywhere.
The thing. I don't think he
because
does.
Anywhere you come back, you're not getting a Patrick Mahomes.
And I don't think he wants to do it with anybody else. Yeah, I don't. Why would you want to start over?
Yeah, it'd be stupid.
You've got. I mean, you've got right now the greatest quarterback that's playing.
Yes.
I mean, what are we doing? Why would you want to start over with that? And again, there are guys that are driven by the winning, the whatever. I think Andy Reid just likes to be around it. I think he just likes to be around football. He likes to be around the guys. He likes to come up with different plays. He likes to just be in the building.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's something that goes away for him.
All righty, Zach Gelb, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back with a news brief. But first up with the latest CBS Sports Radio update, here he is, Marco Belletti, who's nowhere close to retiring anytime soon, is also what sources tell me. You're not riding off into the sunset.
I got no money. You let me ride off to the sunset. I'll be gone. Trust me, you'll never see me again.
Yeah, the car will break down.
Give me money? No problem. See you later. My couch is calling. No problem there.
Here he is, Marco Belletti.
I'll look like Andy Reid in about 6 months.
Get him a burger!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, it's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Will in Las Vegas says, Zach, with your upcoming trip to Vegas, what's your favorite casino game? You could submit a question by tweeting at CBS Sports Radio or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag Ask the Pros. You could think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 4 or 5 years ago, I would have said it was blackjack. The last 2 years, I have become a big fan of roulette. And that has been my game of choice. And I know you're supposed to go inside the square, rectangle, whatever you want to call it, whatever the shape is, and like put money on the numbers. I just love riding black or red, black or red, black or red. And I've had success doing that. And then once I win enough money there, I'll throw a few chips in there and see what happens. But it sounds lame, but that's what I do.
You're up, I think, 48% for each color that you go with.
I've been pretty good.
Because you have the double zero green.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say so that you were being serious. I thought you were making a joke.
No. Just from odds of roulette, everyone thinks, oh, black or red at 50-50. Nuh-uh.
Stu, what's your favorite casino game?
It is blackjack. That is my game of choice. I also like slots as well. Those are my two.
Ooh, Stu slots. Oh, hey-o. Ding, 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 ding. My only problem with blackjack is I sometimes get bored. Like, I'll be up, and then I'm like, all right, I just sat here for an hour, hour and a half. I won like $100, $150. I'm like, is that really worth it? Let me just throw it all on one hand and then just see what happens. Yeah, so I get very impatient with blackjack. Samter, what's your favorite casino game of choice?
It's the only game that matters. It's poker. Poker is by far the best casino game.
Sources tell me Samter counts cards, by the way. So
ooh.
I look forward to seeing Samter get thrown out of the casino when we go to Vegas.
You can't count cards in poker, buddy.
I'm just saying. You can. Was there a movie about that, 21?
Yeah, that's Blackjack.
Oh, is that Blackjack?
Yeah.
So I was wrong on that. All right. Whatever. Anyway.
No, you can still cheat in poker.
You can. You know. You have a good poker face. You do look like someone that would... You could lie, is what I'm saying.
I am a very good liar. That is for damn sure.
All righty, let's get to a news brief. Let's get to it.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Let's go to Jim Harbaugh. He was on with Colin Cowherd on FS1, and he had a few things to say about his former quarterback in J.J. McCarthy.
Arm talent, athleticism, it factor, winning with numbing repetition. Don't be surprised when he goes to, he's the number one quarterback off the board. That's my prediction right now. When people get a load of JJ and what he, you know, how he can throw the ball, how he spins it, his athleticism, his intelligence, talk about it factor, you know, he's got it.
I love Jim Harbaugh. I do. I respect him going to bat for his guy. There's a 0% chance JJ McCarthy's the first quarterback off the board in this draft. He could be a first round pick. There is a 0.0000. There's actually a negative 85% chance that he's the first overall pick in the draft. Let's go to Aiden Diggs, the son of Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs. Right. Yes.
Jeez. Aiden Diggs, the son of Trayvon Diggs. He saw Sauce Gardner at the Pro Bowl and wanted to talk a little bit of smack in favor of his uncle, Steph Diggs. Here is Aiden Diggs, the son of Trayvon Diggs.
No. Oh, wait, yes.
Go ahead. Play the audio. I have now heard Aiden Diggs a lot the last 3 years. I actually think he's better than 99% of the people that talk about football. That is, think about the cojones he has to go up to, at that age, Sauce Gardner and be like, Sauce, nice to meet you. Yeah, I remember what you said about my uncle, and he scored a touchdown on your ass in week one. That is phenomenal. Let's go to Calvin Johnson. He was on the RG3-1's podcast on Dan Campbell's aggressive decision-making in the NFC title game.
You never want to second-guess your coach. Dan has definitely been this way, like I say, the last 3 years. So this doesn't come as a surprise. I might have just, you know, maybe did something different, but I'm not the coach. I would just try to, like, just pad the point, you know, pad the scoreboard maybe as much as possible just to slow down their momentum.
Yeah, I think Calvin Johnson's right. The first field goal did annoy me. The second field goal attempt that he did not go for, that did annoy me in the second half. The run, I thought, still was the most egregious, even though they probably weren't going to come back anyway. Here is Patrick Mahomes Sr. Where does Patrick Mahomes rank all time? Just to be clear, Patrick Mahomes Sr. is the father, Samter, of Patrick Mahomes.
No, the uncle. Oh, wait, no, you're right, father.
Yes. Here is him on with Evan Cohen on ESPN Radio.
That's still to be determined. He still has a way to go. I have mad respect for Tom Brady and I grew
my
up
man.
As a Joe Montana fan. Those guys are that ilk. So he's on the right trajectory. But right now, I still say those guys are better. I mean, I think he's the most athletic quarterback that we've seen. I think he can do a lot more things than some of those other guys could do. But as far as the name of the game is winning. And those guys won at a great rate. And right now, Patrick, you know, is doing what he needs to do, but those guys, to me, still have the nod.
I love Patrick Mahomes Sr. I may actually pick the Chiefs just because of that answer. That's a newfound respect. Because everyone's saying Brady. It's easy to say your own son, or no, that it's not Brady anymore. Everyone's saying Mahomes, and everyone's like dissing Montana and things like that. He gave the right answer. He may one day be the greatest quarterback of all time, but right now you can't say it. Here is Nick Bosa. He's not a fan of the Chiefs' tackles.
Does anything stand out about Taylor and Smith when you watch them on film? Taylor's, I think, leads the NFL with a ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's classic Nick Bosa. I don't like that before a big game, though. I don't know if I like that. Man, this is the toughest Super Bowl, I think, to ever predict. I usually have a feel the week before the game. I have no feel right now. as we like one day I wake up and say Kansas City. Next day I wake up, I go with the San Francisco 49ers. I think I'm going to have such an internal fight with myself until I figure out who I'm going to pick from now until Friday of next week. All righty. Well, we will talk to you Monday in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. As well as some fun on Radio Row Monday through Friday next week, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, noon to 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you listen to us next week and also watch us on the stream. A lot of good content for you in person, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to every one of you today. Listening, calling, tweeting, Instagram, all that stuff. Follow me at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. Big thanks to Joe Theismann, Taylor Mathis, Stu, Mike as well. We're out. Talk to you Monday in Vegas. Bye-bye.
Peace.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.